been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
This is Not For Air Radio.
Once the volume control is set. Do not readjust.
It sounds really, really, really good.
Turn it up.
Later today, Ric Flair will be going, as many people say, for the final time for the World Heavyweight title. For a man who's won it five times, Ric, how does this extra pressure affect you?
Well, what it tells me, Lance Russell, is today, woo, I've got the style and profile like never before. Steamboat, let me go on record as telling the whole world you are the greatest wrestler on the face of this earth. But, pal, today, right here, you got to beat Ric Flair one more time. Remember, Steamboat? And, pal, I'll kiss your boots if you can do it. But to be the man, you got to beat the man. And I'm saying, woo, right here in Nashville, Tennessee, pal, I'm the man. Ric Flair and Steamboat, you're going to be mine. Woo!
And welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio on podunkradio.com. Why am I singing? I don't know. Happy Thursday. It is the goddamn end of August. And what does that mean? What happens always at the end of August? Well, one, it's me and Nicole's 3-year anniversary, which we talked about already. Two, the Misfits are playing Saturday at Respectable Street for their 28-year anniversary party for Respectable Street in downtown West Palm Beach, the heart of South Florida. And, better than that, my old ass, well, not really that old, but my ass and the wife are going to go from Port St. Lucie to Charlotte, woo, home of Flair Country, North Carolina, to see Social Distortion by this time tomorrow. And we'll already be there. And I'm, oh, so fucking excited. More excited than Pennywise and Green Jello, which was both very awesome. Finally, I get to go see my favorite band of all time, Social Distortion. Ugh. Can't wait. And the Misfits. I love the Misfits, too, for completely different reasons. Yes, I know it's not Danzig. Yes, I know it's not Graves. But I already went 3 years ago, again, at Respectables for free, because it was a party again, and saw them, and it was a fun show. So this whole dreams of, you know, wanting it to be the fucking 80s with Danzig and them, you let that shit go. If you don't like the Misfits, you don't like the Misfits. It's as simple as that. But they did a lot for horror punk. And no, not every horror punk band needs to sound like Danzig. Proof of that is our good friends over at Truant, who just dropped their first CD. Yes. Which I believe, if I'm not mistaken, was the man... You know, I don't even fucking know. I'm going to just look it up here. The Man Who Was Death. That, just making sure, guys. I didn't want to be a dick about it. My good friends. They just dropped it on the 25th. So, very, very good. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes, I believe. Order it from them. Tony Jenkins, fucking Truant, Charlotte, all very, very cool. And I believe a guy named Wolfnards, if I'm not mistaken. So, fucking cool. We'll talk about that on Underground Horror Radio as well. But congratulations to them. We're going to play a song by them in a little bit. But I'm still stoked. I mean, goddamn Social Distortion in Charlotte, North Carolina. Those of you who don't understand or who don't know, 5 years ago, right after we started this show, which, by the way, another thing about August is our anniversary for Not For Air in general, podcast and the radio. You know, we did like 2 episodes. And then we figured out the name. And me and Jeff Boots, who's on the Caffeinated Podcast, which is on Facebook now, by the way. So if you have not liked the Caffeinated Podcast on Facebook yet, please go do. If you are a puss and you get offended easily and you like to cry, then don't, please don't bother. Fuck yourself. We don't have time for you. I don't want to hear any fucking stupid ass fucking Facebook messages going, this is offensive. Go fuck yourself. This isn't for you. This is for actual people that like to have fun and don't give a fuck. Anyway, moving on. Yeah, we went to Charlotte 5 years ago, and it was awesome. I had a good time. And this is way before, like 2 years before I met Nicole. And we were going to do a, not a train, I don't know why I said that. We were going to do a caravan of all our friends in the podcast, and we're going to go to Charlotte. Never happened. We're still based in Florida. Which, you know what, I don't regret that. I'm happy here, and for the most part. And, you know, so that was kind of cool, though. It was nice. Charlotte is a nice place. If we have any fans in Charlotte, thank you for listening. Listen to Podunk, which is awesome. And we'll tell you why in a little bit. Also, if you're a metalhead, which I'm sure there's a lot of you out there that might be, check out Metal Zone Radio on Facebook. Very cool. Florida rock station online that plays metal from all kinds and supports local shows, which is very important, kind of part of the underground, duh. And, you know, check that out as well. For you, those who love punk rock and other things, we got plenty of shows on here like that. And, you know, that's always awesome. So, and this show, for some reason, still in the air. Is it the best show? No, it's probably the worst show. Ha! I don't care. Fuck you. So we got a hell of a lineup at Social D tomorrow, or for the Misfits on Saturday, sorry. 28 bands for 28 years, five stages, including a street party shutting down the block, the 500 block of Clematis Street. It's a big fucking deal. It's for a place to be open for 28 years in that area before it cleaned up is fucking a testament. I remember I went there, since we're telling stories. I remember Respectables, my first time going to Respectables, I was 18, and I was a senior in high school. Now, there's a lot of other stories out there from people, I've been coming here since I was 16, and I had a fake ID, all that, whatever. I was 18, I was a senior in high school in Jupiter High, 2001, and I was graduating. And this is about April or May. So my friend at the time, Chris, who worked with me at Publix, he was a little bit older. Not by much, like a couple years, like 2 years or three. And he's like, hey, we're going to go down to Clematis. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I wasn't even drinking yet. I mean, I was still so young. And I went down there. And we went into Respectables. It was like $5. You could be 18 at the time in Clematis. They changed the law a couple years later. We'll talk about that too. And we went in, and it was like, it was 2001. It was coming off the 90s. The 80s, believe it or not, even though it was almost two, you know, it was a decade gone because of the 90s just got done. The 80s was still fresh. I mean, it's still big kind of now, but I mean, back then in the 90s and early 2000s, the 80s was still fucking big. And so there was a lot of Cure, Depeche Mode, ska, because in the 90s, they played a lot of cool stuff. And it was kind of like what I would refer to at the time, the goth night, you know. And, you know, everybody wore black, and they're dancing. It was busy. It was a lot of fun. And I'll never forget that. And then I've been going ever since. So that was, what, 15 years? Something like that. Let's see, it's 2001, 14 years. Been going for 14 years, and the place has been around for 28, which isn't far from my age. That's awesome. That's a lot to testament. And that place used to be 2001's when they built City Place and cleaned it up. So before that, it was like, don't go down there. But I mean, the guy that owns all that, Rodney, owns the bar across the street and the bar next to that. And he's going to own the bar next to Respectable soon. It's going to be, I think they're going to redo the awesomeness that was the lounge, which used to be where Hubble Blue is now. If you live in West Palm or Palm Beach County, you know about that. And then that's a cool place. In fact, Respectables actually has a lot to do with a lot of my life in the past 15 years. I had my 21st birthday there, and I got shit-faced. And then I spent my 22nd birthday there, and they just changed the law. You have to be 21, so it didn't matter to me. I was 22. I brought my wife there when we first started dating, and we started going there a lot, and we're together. And that show, or that Respectables in the karaoke area, I think, or at least the DJ in the patio, I was there, and that's where I met Demi. And Demi, well, not long after that, was like, hey, you should do a podcast. And 5 years later, here we are, you know. So that place, that street has a lot to do with my life. And I'm so happy that it's turning, you know, 28. That's turning 28. We turned 5. Pure Honey's turned 4. A lot of cool stuff in South Florida. A lot of anniversaries in August in West Palm Beach. And I'm so happy about that. It's just fucking great. So I get to see Social Distortion, which I've never seen. Finally get to see them. And they weren't even close to where I live. Most of the time they played in Orlando, which is like an hour and a half away. No, fuck you. It was in Georgia for a festival, which I didn't want to go to. And now it's in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we're going to drive up there for that. 8 hours, 8.5 hours. And then come back. Yeah, so what we're going to do is we're going to go up there like not long after the show's done, probably around 1 or 2 in the morning when there's, like, no traffic, and then take the highway up, and then stay, you know, check in around 3, so we'll probably walk around the city and, you know, get coffee and stuff once we get there. It's a beautiful downtown area. Go do that. Go see Social D. Go back to the hotel. Get a couple hours sleep. And then get up early, check out, and then drive back in time for the Respectable Street thing. So, and originally that wasn't really the plan. We're going to take our time, but, I mean, it just so happens it was the Saturday right after Social D, and I'm like, well, this is what we're going to do, because I want to see the Misfits, and I want Nicole to see him, because I know she likes him, and she listens to it mainly because I play it a lot. So, you know, it would be cool. Plus, a lot of my friends' bands are playing, so we're going to talk about that a little bit. Right now, we're going to play some tunes, and then we'll come back and, you know, do what we do here in this shitty fucking show, I guess. But, yeah. And after the play, you'll notice that there's going to be a pattern today, a very heavy pattern. So enjoy that shit, because, you know, you only live, I'm not going to say yellow, fuck you.
Stop. Want to see me kick some ass?
Emergency on a theater level. Suspect, 6'2", brown hair. He's one gigantic motherfucker.
He's not wrong. That is true. Welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio. I'm drinking Guinness. Anyway, so yeah, that's my weekend. I'm having fun, aren't we? All right, so here's what's going on this weekend besides me being in Charlotte Friday. If you are not heading down a respectable street for whatever reason, maybe you live in Vero and it's too fucking far, here's what you can do. You can go to the Stamp and see Ghost Cat, Catalogs, Down Coyote, and Commonplace. That's actually not a bad lineup. Pretty good, so enjoy that. However, if you are not doing that, here's what you're going to be doing. So, we have The Misfits, Smells Like Grunge, Que Lastima, which isn't probably even a word, I don't say it right, Sweet Bronco, Ethan Parker Band, Johnny Raincloud, Shotgun Betty, Howling Winds, Deaf Poets, A Starry Night, Modern Age, OSF, Locals, The Muggles, Nation of the K, Kick-Ass, The Ruins, Riot Agents, Break the Hero, Boxwood, The Drip Defect, Bonnie Riot, Kill Mama, Sir Back, Chaucer, Golden Gun, Dirty Sonic, The Allies, Riot Act, and Stratolites. Bam. That's what's going on Saturday. That is a lot of fucking bands. And I like those smaller festival type things. Well, it's not really small, but between that and what was going on at the Brian Jackson Festival that happened early on this year with Church Girls and OSF and Break the... just so many other bands playing with Blood. So anyway, yeah, just so much stuff. So, yeah, that's this weekend. So super cool, right? So here's what else happened. Now that's out of the way. Let's see the shark here. Yarr. All right. So, and I, if you've been to my Podbean page, McPatch's Media on Podbean, I put up a podcast yesterday about basically people who like to just bitch, who are never fucking happy. You get them what they want, and they bitch anyway. So it's those people. So basically, over the weekend when I was at work, I found out that there was a alternative rock station here in South Florida again. Of course, my immediate response was, woo! No, for real, I was quite excited. Not that I would, you know, quit doing this show or anything else, but I was excited. Because, you know, when you're 17 and that's all you wanted to do since then was work for the radio, kind of your thing. So I got excited because I'm like, all right, this will be good, right? So I'm like, cool, where is it? Miami. I'm like, son of a bitch. From where I live in St. Lucie, Miami is a good 2.5 hour drive. Boca's an hour. A little bit over. I'm not driving through traffic to go to work in fucking Miami. My job is one exit away from where I live. Not that I'm lazy. It's just a long drive, and in radio, you really don't get paid a lot. And plus, I thought about it. If I did this, there would be like, here, play this. And I'm like, okay. And that sucks, because at least... yeah, because you know what you heard back there was you heard Truant, and you heard Old Guy Drive By, you heard The Misfits, and Social D, which maybe Social D you'll get to hear on the radio, but not The Misfits. And that's the thing about the underground is we're playing all this stuff for the fans. It's stuff I like, and people tend to like it too, hopefully. So, that's awesome. And other than what poor Spano had to do over at the bar, which is another rock station, what he tried to do, the Sunday night thing where he would play local bands, that didn't last very long for whatever reason it was. It was a good idea at the time, and he did a good job with it, and I cannot not give him enough credit and respect for that, because he's doing it. Do I think it's better online because it's uncensored, you get to play heavier shit? Absolutely. Without having to cut stuff or edit it, or all that shit, which is the whole point of Not For Air Radio, was to do that. So anyway, I think that's, you know, it doesn't work in FM anymore. I'm glad at least they had a station that did do that, like Buzz Jr. did on The Buzz, because that's, thank you for caring about the locals, because all these bands that they're playing started out as a local. So the main gripe with this station that people have, I don't really have it, of course, other than it being in Miami, and the airwaves only get up to Hope Sound, which is still about at least 40 minutes to 30 minutes south from where I'm at. So it doesn't reach up to where I live in the car. So I continue, you know, playing music or listening to the Podunk through the radio. Now, I can listen to them through the radio, which I have through the phone, TuneIn. And that's all good and fine. But I think the biggest gripe people have is they're playing a lot of pop-ish songs. Lord, Imagine Dragons, stuff like that. Which isn't, I guess, to a lot of people, isn't really alternative. You know, when people think alternative, I guess they think of Bush, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Foo Fighters, shit like that. Which you gotta remember, all that shit was like well over 20 years ago now. I mean, that shit was popular in the 90s, early 90s especially. We're now approaching 5 more years to 2020. So, basically, that's kind of the whole thing, is they're griping because they're not hearing a lot of that. They're hearing the newer stuff. Well, here's a quick backstory. In South Florida, we used to have the station The Buzz. So we were 2 years in, or we're almost 2 years in, and we were going head-to-head with them with Not Fair Radio on Sunday nights against Buzz Jr., playing local stuff and all that. They changed their format and all this. We went through this before. And so it's been at least a couple years since we've had an alternative rock station. And unless you have satellite, and this is only for Florida, South Florida. If you don't live here, then this doesn't really apply to you, does it? But unless you have satellite for, like, Alt Nation, which is like the newer stuff, and then on satellite you got Lithium, which is kind of like what The Buzz was, all the 90s stuff, because The Buzz came out in the 90s, so at the time all that stuff that's now considered classic was new rock, because it was the 90s, it was fresh and new. Green Day, Blink-182, a lot of ska, Real Big Fish, Save Ferris, Mighty Mighty Bosstones, Sublime, all that shit was new. Now it's been a while, and it's not new anymore. They were playing Social D stuff from, like, the 1990 album and From Heaven and Hell, Between Heaven and Hell after that. So, anyway, with that said, that's kind of what was happening. And so now they got all this newer music, because even though I don't feel like I'm 30-something, I still sometimes think I'm either 17 or 18 or 19 or, like, 23, and I'm not. So the music has changed, which is fine. Is there a lot of underground punk out there that we play? Absolutely, and that's awesome. But it's not on FM, at least not in Florida that I know of. It might actually get played in California. They're, I think, better than a lot of us. Anyway, so there's stations going on, and people are upset because they don't like the music playlist so far. So, you know, wait, they just put an ad out that you can play Oregon Trail. Oregon Trail. Oh, yeah. I love Oregon Trail. So anyway, there's just a bunch of ads on here. So here's what it kind of sounds like if this thing is working today. It wasn't working last night for whatever reason. So this is kind of what it sounds like. All right, this is what Monster meant, and I heard this song yesterday. You can hear that on a lot of pop stations. Now, a lot of alternative music ended up on pop stations. Yesterday I said, what's my age again, but that was wrong by Blink. What I meant was All the Small Things. You can hear that on every pop station, every light regular station around, because it was a popular song, it was on MTV at the time, and it was radio friendly. So, hey, it's punk, but it's really pop, which kind of more is anyway. But that's what's happening. So this station plays a lot of newer stuff that is on pop stations because the pop stations see that these songs are popular, even if they got a little bit of actual instruments in them, and it's not all bubblegum shit, and it kind of is, and they play that. And so that's kind of what happened. So even though this is an alternative station, and that stuff is kind of alternative, I guess, and new, it's not. So people are kind of mad about that, and I think really what it stems down to is they all really want The Buzz, and they're not going to get it. This is like the closest thing. The Bar was too, but The Bar plays more like Motley Crue and the bar is kind of like a competition for like the other rock station, the Gator. So this is like that. And now the Buzz isn't even online anymore, because every time I try to go on there to listen to it, which I told you was like the automated thing. And by the way, the Shark here, which is not a bad station, like I said, 104.3. The problem is they're not – there's no DJ right now. There's no commercials. Literally, it's just a player, automatic thing, which I guess is fine, but it's kind of weird. Oh, my God. Are they actually going to fucking play this now? Oh, my God. The Buzz is going to work? It says Cake is on. See, it wasn't working on TuneIn. So the Buzz is actually still going. Very good. Maybe they were like, oh, shit, we have competition. We better play this thing back up. Oh, whatever. Hey, I told you people to Buzz, and if you're listening, because you're the same owners that own this that fucking stole the radio show name in the first place, not for a podcast. If you're listening, I will come there and help you program it and figure it out, and we'll play some stuff and actually have a fun show. But it has to be 100% uncensored. I don't want any fucking constraints telling me what I can and cannot do. So, but that ain't going to happen, so fuck it. You know what? If you really want some unfiltered punk rock and other stuff and a mix of all kinds of things that are in that sort of genre, I guess, of punk and other things, listen to Sick Boys. Listen to Loud, Fast, and Shitty. Listen to Best Tables in Hell. Listen to Not For Air. Listen to Underground Horror Radio, especially for your horror punk fix, much like Truant Misfits and things like that, and other things like Psychobilly and that kind of shit. So definitely keep your head on that. Anyway, I have nothing against this new station. I think it's fine. I'm glad. It sucks that it's in Miami. It sucks that it's not in West Palm and I can't work there because I'm not driving to Miami. Go fuck yourself. But I think it's cool. At least it's something. Maybe they'll bring more concerts down this way. But fuck Miami, I'm not going down there. Unless it's maybe to Churchill's for an all-day punk thing. I know, you're thinking you're going to drive to Charlotte for Social Distortion. I've never seen Social Distortion, ever. And I used to want to go a long time ago when they used to come here a lot when I worked in Vero, but I never had the money. Now's my chance, I'm fucking taking it. Bitch, shut the fuck up. So anyway, with that said, let's play more tunes, right? Yeah? Yeah? You want some more tunes? Yeah? All right. I think we will play some more tunes. That's what's going to happen. We're going to play tunes right now by my local buddies over at Spicoli. So here we go. Enjoy that.
Yeah. And you battered a motherfucker.
Yeah.
And welcome back to Not For Air Underground Radio here on the gloriousness that is podunkradio.com. Yeah, I'm still fucking stoked for this weekend. That is a fact. Woo! Anyway, thanks for listening. I think we're out of here. I'm going to play two more songs. And if you don't like what I'm playing, too fucking bad, I don't care. This show has been going on for 5 years, pretty much, regardless of whether you like it or not. So I'm going to keep it that way because, I don't know, fuck you, that's why. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, keep an eye out there for that storm that's going to maybe probably not hit Florida and go up, I hope. These fucking weather people have, like, this cone of uncertainty when they're all over the fucking place. And I'd like to have a cone of uncertainty about fucking, like, giving a fuck. So it's like, oh, will I give a fuck? And the cone's like kind of going towards it. And I'm like, nah, at the last minute I'm going to turn course. I don't give a fuck. That's kind of what happens with life. No, for real, though. Caffeinated Podcast, we'll get a new one soon if you want to listen. They're all up on Facebook right now or on the Podbean page. So Caffeinated Podcast, please check that out. If you enjoy a couple of dudes hanging out at a coffee shop after they close and loitering and bullshitting, then that's what you get. It's a lot like the original show, Not For Air Podcast, that we started about 5 years ago. A little bit tweaked, a little bit better, I think. Sucks that Matt's not on it, but who knows? That might change. So maybe he'll come down and from Texas one day and we'll do it. Who knows? If you're into metal, check out Cutthroat Metalcast, another show I do. If you're into horror, don't forget to check out Underground Horror Radio this Saturday here on Podunk. Metal Zone's pretty cool. Check out Metal Zone. Check out Punk Band Promotions. Please do that. That's awesome. It's like the version of Facebook that could be 100 times better, with it being that it's all about punk rock and other types of music. If you're a band, you can play your stuff on there. They have a Punk Band's Promotions Band of the Week. They stream this fine station. They also, of course, part of Loud, Fast, and Shitty, which is awesome, every Monday live on Podunk. So anyway, lots of cool stuff. Lots of cool stuff coming in 2016. That's all I'm going to say for now. But definitely awesome. Just do your thing. Have fun. If you see any bands this weekend, enjoy yourself. Be safe. Don't be stupid. And, you know, do your own thing. Anyway, we're out. So I'm going to leave you with some good stuff that I grew up that I like. So enjoy. We're friends like you.
Air Underground Radio.